no matter what computer you're using, you will access the internet through a web browser. And the most commonly used web browsers are Mozilla Firefox and Internet Explorer, Google, Chrome, and Safari. They have some common accessibility features such as zoom and text size adjustments, but some have additional features that can improve access for people who are blind and vision impaired. And today I'm speaking again with Dr. Scott Hollier from Media Access Australia. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Roberta. Thanks for having me back again.
Yeah. Now, can you tell us a little bit about Firefox?
Sure. As you introduced, Firefox is a web browser, and it's been with us for some time now, which is terrific. And a lot of people choose to add Firefox to their Windows. So when you get Windows, it comes by default with Internet Explorer. But a lot of people prefer Firefox because in the past it's been a bit faster. And it just allows people to surf web pages on the internet. You can also use Firefox on other platforms, like on the Mac. There's a Mac version, there's a Linux version, and a few other operating systems as well. So it's quite a portable web browser, and it's an open source browser. So the development of the browser happens from people all over the world. And it's headed up by the Mozilla Foundation, who sort of control all things. And their history goes way back into when the internet started. So it's quite well supported and you've introduced very popular. It's the number two web browser.
And what's different about the new Firefox 4 version, Scott?
Well, Firefox 4 has really simplified things a bit. It's still a really fast browser. Firefox has always had a reputation for being a very quick browser in its use. But what's nice is that they've really changed the interface a lot. In the old versions of 3, there were lots and lots of icons up the top of the screen. It was really cluttered up there and it was a little hard to find the web address bar. It was some of the buttons, like the back button, were a little harder to track down. And what they've done with 4 is they've basically gone right back to the beginning and, okay, let's clean up the bar, let's make it really easy for people to find the things they want. So the back button's much easier to find, there's not lots of bits and pieces that can distract you, and they've just really cleaned the interface up, and that's made a terrific improvement, especially if you are vision impaired trying to get around it and find things. That's it's a lot better now.
Well, the important question I always ask is it accessible?
It is, which is great, but it also depends a bit on what type of screen reader you use. One of the really good things about Firefox is that it works very well with the NVDA screen reader, which is the free screen reader. And when you use NVDA with Firefox, it works really, really well. So we'd encourage listeners, if they haven't tried NVDA or Firefox, it might be worth teaming those two up together, and it works really well. But also, what's nice about Firefox 4, and this is also true of Firefox 3, but it's evolved a bit now, is that it supports some of those new web technologies like HTML5 and WayARIA that we've talked about before. So what that means is that when people build websites, they can put in extra commands to make sure that screen readers like NVDA can pick up more information, can navigate easier around the web page. And it's a really good development.
Now, Scott, a few weeks ago, we also talked about Internet Explorer 9. How does that compare?
Well, the comparison has really closed up a lot now, because before Internet Explorer 9, when we were talking about Firefox 3 and Internet Explorer 8, Firefox was much, much faster and supported better assistive technologies. But now the gap really tightened, and Internet Explorer 9 also supports some of those new W3C technologies I was just mentioning. Mm. But Internet Explorer 9 still has that little accessibility bug that we talked about before, that if people want to change the colours of a web page, it's hard to do that with the little bug that's in Internet Explorer 9. As with Firefox, all those features of changing the colours and the fonts and the text size and zoom all work quite well. Mm. So also, it's worth keeping in mind that if you do want to use Internet Explorer, it works better with JAWS, and Firefox works better with NVDA. So it also depends a bit on what screen reader you like using. If you like JAWS, then it seems to support Internet Explorer better. If you like NVDA, it seems to work better with Firefox. So yeah, just worth those things in mind for personal preference.
And of course, listeners can find more information on the accessibility of web browsers on the online media section of the new Media Access Australia website, the three W's, mediaaccess.org.au, or you can phone 02-9212-6242. Thank you, Scott, for that wealth of information again.
Oh, thank you.
I've been speaking with Dr. Scott Hollier, who talks technology from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.